Amen. I'm glad that the ones mentioned in the song obeyed, and that we have a record in God's word of their obedience. But I'm also glad, especially, that each of you who is a member of the Hart Street congregation obeyed. I am glad that all of the members of this body became members of this body by virtue of their obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. There might be somebody in the house this morning who has not yet become a Christian, who has not yet obeyed the gospel of Christ. This setting, this assembly, furnishes a wonderful opportunity for you to obey if you have not yet obeyed the gospel. And at the conclusion of our service, when this worship is over and we have said the last amen, wouldn't it be wonderful for you to reflect on what has transpired in this worship assembly? Wouldn't it be wonderful for you to exclaim, "I am glad that I obeyed"? So you can obey today. If you've not yet obeyed, you can obey today. You can obey the gospel of Christ by hearing how he loved you so much that he died on the cross of Calvary for your sins and for mine. How he was buried in a borrowed tomb and how he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. That's the good news